The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on the corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of this broadcast on the 17th day of January, 2005. Hour two of the National Intel Report of a program that airs Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time. Back to the phones, John in Ohio. Hello, John.
Hello, John. I've been a kind of a critical supporter of your network. I've contributed, and I've told people about the websites. And I hope that there would be some kind of growth in the analysis concerning your position on a conservative issue, certain conservative issues. And I'm just wondering, would you have a primary source like WSWS.org on? Somebody from the socialist perspective who will not, I've got to tell you, perpetrate forgeries. Now, you are very adept at exposing the forgeries that we've been subjected to drag us into this totally unprovoked war, the weapons of mass destruction, the non-connections to between Saddam Hussein and Al-Qaeda, and the 9/11 conspiracy. Mm-hmm. But there's an even more monumental backlog of history in the corporate media, the fascist military-industrial complex, and marinating us in some of these forgeries concerning the communist program and the rest of it. That thing that you just read is a variation on something that was developed by Joseph Goebbels during the 30s, and then it was picked up by J. Edgar Hoover, massaged a little bit for whatever the du jour issue of the day was. If anybody reads, as I have done, I don't belong to any organization, some of the socialist literature, the Communist Manifesto over the years, there's nothing like that there. And I think that, you know, I ultimately cheer and cringe when I listen to your program, because I think what you're doing is, in effect, if they change the label from an anti-terrorist war, I fear that some of the conservatives, honest conservatives like you, would be recruited to these neocon fascists at the end game of the Project for a New American Century, which is against North Korea and China, which would be even more deadly slaughters than what's going on in Iraq. So I think people have got to divest themselves of a long-standing conditioning what was really the secular religion of the United States military-industrial corporate media complex, which was anti-communism, and any kind of allegation would be accepted by the American people, and we can't justify police state measures under an anti-communist McCarthyist witch hunt, guys, as long as it's under an anti-communist label, any more than we can if it's under an anti-terrorist label. They were both pretext to justify the massive expansion of the military-industrial transnational corporate policy of aggression around the world after the Second World War. And I think we've got to immunize ourselves to those kinds of propagandas, because the very same people that are perpetrating the lies and the justification for police state measures and world domination and unprovoked wars were using the anti-communist pretext back in the 80s when they were under the Reagan-Bush administration.
But let me ask you this. No matter where this came from, whether it was penned by Engels or Marx himself, or it was done by Mr. Goebbels, that was a part of the Nazi socialist regime, does it matter? In the end result,
because it's false, because this is not the program of the Communist Party, the socialist movement, or anything like it. And I think what it does is sets us up for when they move in, when they change.
Okay, hold on a second. I'm up against the break. We'll hold you over on the break. Hold on, John in Ohio. We'll take the break, and we'll be right back.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over a million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT-60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Cleon Skousen, in his book, The Naked Communist, he said, let's go down a list of current strategy goals which the communists and their fellow travelers, the elite, are seeking to achieve. These are all part of the campaign to soften America for the final takeover. It should be kept in mind that many loyal Americans, including the elite, are working for these same objectives because they're not aware that these objectives are designed to destroy us. Now, on this program, I've said that it's been a setup, capitalism versus communism. I don't know what a capitalist is, but that's the tag that the communists put on us. We have a free market system in this country. We have a constitution, and I don't like ist or isms, but having said that, what mechanism do you set up as a boogeyman? You take the two extremes, and then you give your final solution. That's called socialism. And we're going to do that worldwide through the, that's right, the global governance, or the, as Kofi Annan put it at one time, the New World Order is in disarray, so we got to stop using that term. Now, John, I think I understand what you're saying here. And that somehow that if I delve too much into this and I believe this too much, that somehow that I'm going to be duped by the neocons because this is another Hegelian dialectic that they have set up. Is that a correct assumption?
Well, not exactly. I just feel that too often we've been subjected to CIA disinformation on a sophisticated level and on a crude level. And I think this is a very crude comic book level of the bogeyman scarecrowing that was used during the Cold War to justify dragging us into the equivalence of what we're doing now in Korea. And
hold on a second. Before you go geopolitical on me here. The things that I have read, do you not agree that these are being now practiced in the United States, whether it be under the banner of communism or neoconservatism or whatever the case may be? Is the list that I read to you accurate as to what is happening inside the United States?
Well, I don't think in most cases, and I think it's being the interpretations of that saying that the support for colonialism on the idea that these people are unable to govern themselves is exactly what is being used by the United States to institute neocolonialism around the world. So I see this as really a peon of propaganda to the New World Order that was extant during the Cold War, which is now just taken a different label of an anti-terrorist label as opposed to the anti-communist label that we were propagandized with in the previous 50 years. And I just I really appreciated what you did at the beginning of the program, but it's almost like there's an invisible wall of skepticism on the one hand and total belief in anything that has the communist label on it. And I think we do have to consider...
Wait a minute. Stop. From whose viewpoint? Mine or yours?
Yours.
I see.
Because I think it is important to say whether or not this was a forgery by Goebbels and then by J. Edgar Hoover as part of the Cold War propaganda to justify thousands of bases around the world, the kinds of unprovoked attacks against countries, overthrows of government, which we're now seeing accelerating.
Well, John, I have said that. I have said that this whole capitalist communist thing was a setup to begin with to bring us into world socialism under the banner of global governance.
No. It's world fascism.
Okay, all right. Isms, you call it fascist. I call it world socialism. Call it what you will. There's an interesting mix of all of those combined, but it is going to be more recognizable as a socialistic order.
No, it would be exactly the opposite, because the socialist order, in fact, envisages power to those who are deprived of the power and the wealth that is now held in the hands of the tiny minority, the elite, whether it's the Bilderberg Council on Foreign Relations or the rest of it.
John, that's what they sell, but that's not the reality of it. You know that, and I know that.
No, I don't, because I've read some of these sources, like WSWS.org and others, who are socialists, and they're not interested in their power. If they were, these intelligent people could be making a lot of money by working for the globalists. They have to beg for money to support their shoestring publications, which are very informative. So I think they are sincerely interested in the ordinary people of this country, working people, white, black, whatever.
Wait, John, wait a minute. Stop. Just hold on a second. Now, we could do this for another 45 minutes and get absolutely nowhere.
I guess what I'm saying is that I fear, whatever your position is, that ultimately, as we see in the Project for New American Century, their ultimate target to eliminate any kind of obstacle towards total domination by the Washington-based globalists is China and North Korea. And when they switch back to that anti-communist propaganda justification for taking away our liberties and dragging us into unprovoked wars even greater than it was going down in this defenseless country of Iraq, I hope that you will exhibit the same kind of skepticism that we've shown about the lies that dragged us into this present war, and the same kinds of skepticism if they perpetrate some kind of a 9/11 terrorist attack and blame maybe North Korea or China, because that's their ultimate target, the ultimate obstacle to this total mad plan for Hitlerian domination that the Project of New American Century has talked about. So that's what I fear.
So you're saying that the PNAC people, the PNAC boys, are in total opposition to Red China and North Korea?
No, I think at this point they're trying to massage them into appeasing the United States and protecting their huge business interests that China now has in going along with this kind of pseudo-capitalism and the huge money they're making. But ultimately, as they surround them, as they move into all of those bases in the former Soviet Union and surround China, I think, as they said in the Project for the American Century, that is their ultimate target, to confront militarily and otherwise and overthrow then regime change, which will lead to world war. And I hope the conservatives will be just as skeptical of the kind of propaganda that they're going to level at us as they have done concerning the Iraq war.
All right. All right. Well, thanks for your call, John.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Boy, somebody that listens to my show and they have to grit their teeth to the point they're cracking molars. Well, I don't know. I will consider, John, what you have said, but I'm after looking at this for, a dozen years, I don't know if my assessment is off or not. I don't know. You bring up some interesting points, but I don't think you have to worry about me going to the PNAC people. And I've got a big solution for this, by the way. I think George Washington, you know, one of those stodgy old wig-wearing farts years ago, warned against foreign entanglements. I think we can nip that in the bud right there. And as long as we are a nation that's strong and militarily can defend itself, I don't think we have to worry about Red China. I don't think we have to worry about maybe a Soviet Union, or I'm sorry, it's Russia now. Whether it flips back to communism or not, it doesn't matter. What can they do to the United States if we still have the ability to destroy them outright? I've said this before on this program, and it's made a few eyebrows rise, but I said that the reason why we haven't had a world war since World War II is because everybody's got nuclear weapons now. It's no fun to fight wars that nobody wins, folks. You know, you don't get to carve up the booty. Roger in Pennsylvania. Hello, Roger.
John, just a quick note here. As to writing off Joel Skousen as a guest, I wouldn't persuade you otherwise. That is beyond saying that I'd rather have somebody answer the question, what do you think are chances to restore the republic? I'd rather have them answer slim to none, but I'll still expose and fight them best I can because it's the right thing to do and the outcome is in God's hands, rather than someone who answers it's more than possible, but who does less to expose and fight them. And I get to hear any pessimism expressed by Joel while he's added to my own info and stretched my understanding in right. a few areas. And, you know, for myself, I hate the newspaper theology from the Our Lady of the Presumptuous Assumption School, you know, that which has God's timetable down to the last 10 or 20 years. So just sit back and spectate, contrary to God's commands to occupy and to be salt and light.
Right.
And don't give your children's children reason to despise you for the fool or coward you may yet turn out to be.
Well, let me put it to you this way, and I've said this, and I gave Mr. Skousen his due. Somebody else that has done this also has been, she goes to the Bilderberg meetings, Joan Vion. I asked her that very same question on my program, and she responded in like kind as Mr. Skousen did. Now, let me just break this down to something contemporary that people that aren't into war or haven't read a lot about opposing sides and warfare and strategies and all this other stuff. If I've got a football team and I've got a group of guys, how many they got on a football squad now? 52? If I've got 52 guys that think they might have a chance of winning a game, but in the back of their mind, they're convinced that they may not win the game, but they're going to give it a good fight. Am I going to field a team that believes that? No. I'm going to root out the people, and I'm going to strengthen the people's belief in that organization that we can win, that we're playing by the same rules, by the same clock, by the same officials making the calls, and let's just have at it and let the best man win. Anybody, and I'll say this to my dying day, anybody that says to me that there is a slim-to-none chance that we'll ever get this country back is sending a message of futility, number one. And there's no sense in fighting because, you're only going to die tired. You just might as well sit back and relax and enjoy the ride. You might even be able to check out of this lifetime relatively unscathed. Am I going to take people like that into the battle against the evil that we see prevalent on the face of this planet? My short answer to that is absolutely not. No. And they can tell me all that they want to tell me and all the bad news about what the opposition and the evildoers on the planet are doing. Thank you very much. But I'll reserve my time for people with a more positive an upbeat message.
God bless, John.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Skip in California and Louise in Kansas. I'll get to your calls. And then I want to get into this piece. And then we'll take more phone calls at 800-313-9443. Imagine me going to the PNAC side. I'd much rather take a paycheck from the CIA.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org. And keep America free.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, folks, we are back. I'll get to your calls here. You know, during the break, I was just thinking what John in Ohio said. You know, why don't I have somebody up from WSW or whatever? And these people, well, you know, they're not neocons and they're not really communist. And but the problem is, folks, that socialists or communists or whatever you want to call them, they don't follow the tenets of the founding documents of this country, of which I know, I've heard the arguments before that, well, there was ticking time bombs replaced inside the Constitution, was eventually meant to unravel, and all the arguments. I've heard all of that. Look, these tenets that were laid down in the Constitution is probably the best form of government that I've ever seen instituted on the face of the earth, especially for a population of this size. And it works. Socialists don't like that. Okay, so I just have, I guess convict me because I'm guilty, that I just adhere to tenets of the Constitution and the at least the first 10 amendments of that Constitution, that guarantee of the government. That's their contract, and it's binding on them. For all of the people. So, you know, do I want to interview socialists? No, because if that were the case, I'd get the mouthpiece up. Amy Goodman, for instance, you know, do you think that she's actually as many places as she is without the benevolent guidance of somebody? Socialism is not compatible with republicanism. Never has been, never will be. Oh, there's another ism. Back to the phone, Skip in California. Hello, Skip.
Hi, John. It's a real pleasure to talk to you. I think you're probably, I just can't tell you how much respect I have for you and what you're doing. You've got me started with the new hobby of micro broadcasting, and I guess it's better to light a candle than curse the darkness.
You're absolutely right there.
And I totally respect what you said about being willing to consider what that other caller was saying about how communism, capitalism is another false kind of it's another way to keep us fighting with each other. And I think that, you know, what you're reading, I've been around communists every once in a while in my life, and I've never really heard any of them advocating anything like that. What they talk about is they have some fairly, you know, good ideas. They're not so awful as that. What you're reading sounds more like the Protocols of Zion.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't that where we should be looking as to what's going on in the society these days?
But now the Protocols of Zion are now, that was manufactured and made by the Zionists, but I am told that, that's, the protocols really weren't real.
But even if it's a fictional account, it was written so long ago, and it's outlining so well what's going on, and it does explain so much of what we see in our society. I think it's worth a study, and you know, whatever the source of it is, it certainly does seem to pin the tail on a donkey.
Well, it does, and I'm kind of reticent to, you know, at John's suggestion that I'm kind of half baked in my approach to this, and he fears that I'm going to be sucked into, you know, another game. This is what these people do, Skip. I mean,
right.
they create this. We had. If you listen to speeches made by Democratic presidents years ago, if you study the Democratic Party and its principles, its platform, if you looked at the Republicans, I mean, the Republican platform in this country still, you'd swear it was penned by the Founding Fathers. Of course, they don't adhere to it.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is that what they've done with the conservative element in the society, people that would identify themselves as being a constitutionalist or a conservative, you know, in a true meaning of the sense, that has all been shifted. The conservative Republican has been hijacked by the PNAC person.
Mm-hmm.
The people of a more, open thinking manner, such as people in the Democratic Party, have adopted liberalism or what I call flat out socialism or communism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they just hijack when needed to manipulate and control at will.
Right, it's all a big scam, it's all a big fog, you know, and what we really need to be looking at is what are they doing to us?
Look what we're doing to ourselves. Ultimately,
exactly.
It's
what are we being tricked into? And you know, it's like it's kind of if you talk about religion or politics, it's you know, people think you're a bore, and there's kind of a reason for that. It's just one of those things that just gets people fighting. And if we keep our religions and our politics to ourselves and just concentrate on what are they doing to us, what are they tricking us into doing to ourselves? What is going on here? We need to get together, not be separating into communists and capitalists and all this sort of thing, Christians and non-Christians. I mean, I think Alex Jones is so on target with his information, but he so defeats himself when he constantly is bringing up all these anti-abortion and homosexual marriage and all these wedge issues that have been put there for a reason.
Right.
It's not a coincidence that these are in religion and you know, like, let's face it, one of the biggest Trojan horses, maybe next to the entertainment industry, is the Holy Bible. It does nothing but keep people separated and fighting.
Yeah, but there is a problem when you get into that type of thinking. You know the old adage, if you lay down with dogs, you're going to come up with fleas?
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to embrace, I don't want to discourage, but I don't want to embrace and accept lesbianism or homosexuality, or,
well, you know, it's not something you can do anything about. It's just a natural phenomena that, believe me, I live here in San Francisco. I do business here in San Francisco. I know lots of gay people.
I'll tell you what, hang on a second. Just hang on, Skip. I'll get to you right after the break. Louise and Daryl Daryl Smith, that does the French Connection on this network Monday through Friday from 11 to 12, and that is Central Time. We'll also get to Daryl right after this break.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
We're back. Skip, you say you do business in San Francisco. And,
yeah.
I've seen video of the gay pride parades they have out there. And
yeah, it's such an abomination, let's face it.
But see, here's the problem. This is my problem with this. And then personally, I don't care what people do with their, you know, their sexual part
right.
of their drives. I don't care.
Right.
The problem I have with this is when it's being heralded as an alternative, and it's gone. They don't use that term anymore.
Well, that's
an alternative.
The bait. You know, that's the bait. When you come up against it, that's taking the bait. Because what's really true is that I've been friends with some of these guys, and I've been good enough friends to ask them some questions like why do you do this stuff? And I'll tell you, the truth of the matter is they can't help it, and they're going to be a reality. And we need to find a way to get over it. You know, like, I'll tell you something. You know, it's like Tourette's syndrome. These people have a problem with their nervous system where they cuss and they grunt and bark, and it's really awful and disgusting. But there's nothing, they can't help it. They're not wrong. They've got a condition. And that's the same with these gay people. You know, they can't help what they like. And they can't do anything about it. And we should just kind of try to forgive them and let them, you know.
Oh, but wait, but Skip, stop. Because my point that I was going to make is now the agenda is being pushed and now it's protected. So, now hold on. So now that some of your friends that you say that are a little confused and they're adopting this lifestyle because they can't help themselves, what I'm trying to put a stop to is any curriculum that's going after the school children, programming on television that's promoting it.
Mm-hmm.
That's where my problem is. I don't care what people do in the privacy of their own homes.
You can fight against that, and that will take a lot of your energy, or you could be focusing on telling people what's going on and what they're doing to us.
Look, Skip, look long range. If we don't stop this, what is going to happen to this country?
Well, the thing is that you can promote homosexuality all you want, but there's no way you can make someone gay who's not gay.
You know, Skip, hold on a second here.
Let me ask you one thing. Let me ask you. You know what they do? You know what homosexuals do?
About what?
About their sex. Do you know what they do to each other?
Well, you know, I don't want to get too graphic.
I'm not going to get graphic at all.
You
know what they do.
I understand.
Is there any way you could ever be convinced to do that?
Well, it.
No.
If you are No, you know what? That's a load of bunk, Skip, because if you're properly conditioned, yes, you can accept that.
Oh, no.
Come on.
You couldn't convince me that's... Why do you think
that in the schools in California, why do you think they're going after the K-5 children that haven't
if a kid likes girls, there's nothing you can do about that. You can't condition it out of them. Any more you can condition gay.
You can remove the negative influence, Skip, that gets them into it. Do you think we're born with all this in our heads, or is it is taught? That's my point, Skip. It is taught. I want them to stop teaching this.
They're not taught to be that way. You cannot teach someone to like what they like. That's something that is disgusting to any normal person.
I disagree with you, Skip. I disagree with you wholeheartedly.
Man, I'm telling you, I've been close to these guys, and I know what they like.
Look, I've got a brother-in-law that's just as gay as gay can be.
And does he have any influence on like what you might decide you might want
to
do?
He knows better than to do that. But well, I've also told him, Skip, hold on a second. I'm not going to carry on a debate with you for a half hour because I'm not buying your premise, number one.
Well, I'm just telling you, this is a wedge issue that is not going to go away. And as long as we focus on this, we're defeated, we're neutralized. And
what standard are you willing to accept for your own banner, my friend?
Well, I guess the standard I would accept is if you keep your religion and your politics and your sex life to yourself, I'd be glad to keep mine to myself and... we can get on with doing business and having a good life.
But isn't that just a point? The very morals that make up a fabric of society is repugnant to these people. And I'm not just talking about homosexuals or lesbians now.
Well, you know, if you look at these people have been treated so weird and so badly for so many years that I'm not surprised that they act like reprobates and they are, you know, they're pretty sleazy. They are being treated like that. If you treat anybody like they're a sleazebag, they're going to start acting like a sleazebag. But if they were treated with respect, you would find out that they're very good people. And most of the child molesters are not homosexual.
Yeah, I know. I understand that. I understand that. But I also don't want approved, government-sanctioned, and paid-for curriculum teaching children in school that it's okay to be a homosexual or a lesbian, or if you can't make up your mind, you can be a little bit of both. I don't want that being taught to children.
That's not programmable.
Yes, it is.
What makes
Skip,
you
get over it.
Who have you known that was programmed like that?
Skip, what do you do for a living?
I'm a computer programmer.
Okay. All right. Skip, I appreciate your call. I appreciate it very much. I disagree with you wholeheartedly. And to not stand up against it is a way of, what's the term that I hear? Oh, it's accepting. Oh, you got to be tolerant. Look, it's my choice whether I want to lay down with dogs and get fleas, okay? But it is not a child's choice. And if you're telling me that these children are not being programmed, I'm telling you you're full of malarkey. Next caller, Louise in Kansas. Hello. You're on the air. Go ahead. Louis. Then we need to spell Louis, L-O-U-I-S. Louis in Kansas. Louis, are you there? One more time for Louis. Oh, Louis.
Hello.
There you are.
Hello.
I knew if I kept calling for you, you'd show up.
Well, I've been here, but my name is Alan. And I'm in Lewisburg, Kansas, and I think that's where the wires got crossed.
His name is Alan. He's from Kansas. So we got that all screwed up.
Yeah.
Okay, Alan, go ahead.
Okay. Boy, where to go?
Well, I'm telling you.
These people talking about communism or social, I don't care what they call it. I'm not looking for subjugation by any form of government. And these people that think communism is great have been sold a bill of goods that freedom from poverty can be given, you know, by some governmental form they keep wanting to sell that, and it can't be done. First place, freedom cannot be given. Freedom is something people must do for themselves. And I'm not looking for freedom from poverty. I've known poverty for quite a while. You know, if we could just get our Congress to set a standard for the value of a dollar, like they're supposed to, I'll take care of my poverty.
Well, and we did just that, and we used to be we used to have enough money in this country that the American people still donate more than anybody else on the face of the planet to charities, even though they may not have that much themselves, they're willing to share.
Yes, but
what I don't is what I don't like is the sharing concept at the point of a gun by my government.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not looking for subjugation by any form of government, particularly not communism either. I mean, I'm trying to get out from under one now, and I don't care to change its name and being subservient to another form, you know?
I understand.
Now, this business about the Constitution, you know, our original American dream was that the people would be the king. And that Constitution is a law written for a society of kings. Now, if the people aren't going to stand up and be king, don't even know they're king, how is that law going to apply?
It won't.
See, and that's part of our problem. We don't know who we are.
And it has been bred out of us. It has not been taught to us. And the very same schools that, excuse me, John from Ohio, using the schools as transmission belts for the current propaganda. I don't, you know, there is so much that we could be teaching that our children in school, we're talking about young, fertile minds, teaching them how to think, not necessarily what to think, but how to think, critical thinking. Teaching them about our government, our history, what it means to be living in this country, and what it's going to take to maintain it. That's all the plan of the globalists, to eliminate all of that thinking out of our young children, because they know that this is the generation that's going to be taking over. See, it's my opinion that the globalists moved a little bit too fast on us. They had their timetable. Of course, they're an arrogant lot, and they got to get things done when they project that they need to be done. They could have waited for you and I, Alan, just to die off. It would have been a lot easier, a lot less messier, and they could have made the transition into their global governance scheme a whole lot better. It is my opinion that this whole thing with Afghanistan, Iraq, maybe going into Iran, Syria, they're talking about it openly today on the news, going into Iran. I think this is a big diversion for what the globalists really want. They want their global governance.
I think you may be right. Now, I've got one more thing to say, and then I'll let you go.
Yes, sir.
This gentleman was on last. If we go to this last sentence of the Declaration of Independence, we mutually pledged to each other our lives, our fortunes, our sacred honor. Question is, when is the last time we knew of someone that held their honor to be sacred?
Or their integrity.
Or their integrity.
Integrity is very hard to earn, and once lost, it's very, very hard to get back.
And we cannot have a government with honor and integrity if we're not going to be so.
Good point. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.
All right. Daryl in France. Hello, Daryl.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good.
I got something to read to you real quick here from a guy named Dr. Lawrence Britt, and he wrote about examined fascist regimes, including Hitler's, Mussolini's, Franco's, Suharto's, and he found 14 points that were in common with each. And if you listen to these, you'll be shocked. Powerful and continuing nationalism, fascist regimes tend to make constant use of patriotic mottos, slogans, symbols, and songs. Disdain for the recognition of human rights because fear of enemies the need for security. The people in fascist regimes are persuaded that human rights can be ignored in certain cases because of need. The people tend to look the other way or even approve of torture, summary executions, and assassinations. Identification of enemies, scapegoats as unifying cause. The people are rallied into a unifying patriotic frenzy over the need to eliminate perceived common threats. Supremacy of the military. Even where there is widespread domestic problems, the military is given disproportionate amounts of government funding. Rampant sexism. The government of fascist nations tend to almost exclusively male-dominated under fascist regimes. Gender roles are made more rigorous. Divorce and abortion and homosexuality are suppressed, which is something that's a little different. Controlled mass media. Sometimes the media is directly controlled by the government, but in other cases, the media is indirectly controlled by the government. 7. Obsession with national security. Fear is used as a motivating tool by the government over the masses. Religion and government are intertwined. 9. Corporate power is protected. The industrial and business aristocracy of the fascist nation often are ones who put up the government leaders into power. Labor is suppressed because the organizing power of labor is the only real threat to a fascist government. Disdain for intellectuals and the arts. Fascism tends to promote and tolerate open hostility to higher education and academia. And the last one is two more. Obsession with crime and punishment over fascist regimes. The police are given almost limitless power to enforce laws. Rampant cronyism and corruption. Fascist regimes almost always are governed by a group of friends and associates who appoint each other to government positions. And the last one? Fraudulent elections. Sometimes elections are fascist nations are complete sham. Other times elections are manipulated by smear campaigns against even. We are fascist. I mean, my goodness, there was only a couple of points there that didn't go right down the line.
Well, and as you read that list, and I read my little final points to communism. I mean, we've got a curious mix of socialism, communism, fascism going on in this country. And what the world is not going to tolerate under a global governance scheme is going to be fascism. You will have anarchy. What we've got to do is tone it down a little bit, give everybody socialism. Everybody's got an equal slice of the non-existent pie, or at least you're giving all your money to the government, which you earn. But that is something that more people would tolerate other than a fascist, oppressive regime. Or what we're experiencing, do you think the American people, if continued along this same path that we're going down right now in this country, do you think the people in America are going to tolerate it? Absolutely not.
I don't think so.
Are going to wake up.
And what I do think, though, John, is if we pin the tail on them as fascists, I think the public might wake up even a little sooner. One other thing.
See, Benito Mussolini was not necessarily the poster child. It's Adolf Hitler, don't you know?
That's right.
Yeah.
That fascism, he's the king of fascists. And Franco, and we supported Franco all the way to 1975 and his death. Franco was our boy on the Iberian Peninsula.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, well, one other point. I did talk, when you were doing your earlier part of the show, I was listening. Tonight's show for me was talking about the moral decay and loss of moral compass. It fit right into what I was talking about with little girls as early as 11 years old getting condoms in schools.
I heard this. And see, what my friend Skip is ignoring, and he's, in a way, he's right, because it is divisive. We've gone down this path in this country that 50% of the people want any reference to God or the Bible or the Ten Commandments just ripped out of schools, buildings, everywhere. We can't have that around. I do agree with them that, you know, half of these people in this country, whether they be secular humanist or homosexuals or lesbians or bisexual or whatever, it doesn't matter what they are. What I am saying is, how do you maintain a standard? How do you say, well, this is what I'm trying to achieve or maintain, so therefore I'm not going to accept this? You know, here is the real problem. Saying it's divisive by speaking out against homosexuality and lesbianism. I'm real sorry if I piss off a lesbian someplace. I really do. I'm sorry. But it is what it is.
The armies of Greece, early Greece, before they collapsed under their own weight, they promoted homosexuality in the ranks. And in fact, they were all paired up together, and it was taught to them. So, yes, you can teach people that.
Yes,
so,
you absolutely, positively can train a person to act and react sexually. Yes, you can.
Right.
And Skip is missing this.
Yes.
But his whole point was centered around not being divisive.
Well, the last thing I want to say is there is also another thing I read that they're trying to promote thong underwear for 3- and 4-year-olds.
Right.
So, I mean, where do we go from here, John? I mean, how further down do we have to tumble before we just, like, you know?
Daryl, I was just reading, and I'll have to read the entire thing, but I was reading a thing on, I think it was on Wing TV. I was reading a thing about what school children are doing. They're wearing these plastic wristbands, multicolored wristbands, and each color designates a different sexual activity. And we've got children that are being programmed right now. A 13, 14-year-old says that, well, she says, I get more attention if I dress sexually. You know, we have 9, 10-year-olds wearing makeup. You know, where does this go? Where does it stop? Do we allow children to be children?
John?
They're adults in training. So what are we teaching these children?
Where are the parents? Where the hell are the parents? I mean, I don't get it. I mean, not my kids. I'd wring their neck. I mean, no way. Where are the parents? Where are the parents, John? I just don't get it. I don't understand what these people are thinking as they ship their kids off to school in the morning, wearing these kind of clothes and coming back with these kind of reports. Where are the parents?
Oh, but there are a lot of them. The kids are pretty smart. They'll take their chic clothes or their cool clothes, they'll leave the house in what mom and dad would approve of. When they get to school, they change into that.
Well, they're still not paying enough attention to them then.
You're
absolutely
right about
that. I mean, I show up at school.
Hey,
I show up at school, you know.
Daryl, thanks for your call.
Yeah, you bet, John.
Appreciate it. And, folks, you can hear Daryl on Republic Broadcasting Network 11 to 12 Central Time right here on this network Monday through Friday. Terry in Texas. Hello, Terry.
Oh, hello, John.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, sir.
All right, I'll make my comment here short and sweet. On your two of your callers, previous callers, I think John from Ohio and the gentleman from San Francisco, or he said he lived in San Francisco.
He said he did business, a lot of business. Yeah.
And the guy from Ohio made a comment. He said that, you know, you have to have he's kind of worried that because of some of your talk about the communists and so forth, that you might be susceptible to eventually kind of falling under the spell of the globalists.
Right.
Well, let me tell you something. He mentioned that, and you didn't really kind of explore into it, but he kind of mentioned about that, you know, socialism is not really so bad, or some sincere socialism, so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. If you believe in any kind of socialism, it is actually you who will eventually fall under the spell of of the globalists, because that's what they want to create. They want to create a world socialist system.
Right.
Socialism is the means by which they will control the world.
And what better control do you have than when you have people willingly in a society giving up what they work for, giving to the government,
mm-hmm.
to do what with it? You know, how is that maintaining control of one's life, and how is that compatible with freedom and liberty?
Yeah, it's not.
It isn't.
It isn't, exactly. It isn't. And as far as, you know, as far as these social issues like, you know, homosexuality and marriage and so forth, I agree with your caller that said he did, you know, business there in San Francisco. I mean, I don't want to force somebody or tell if they want to live their certain life the way they want to live, let them live. What we object to is we object to the government forcing those ideas.
And that's
on
all
people.
That's all I said.
And that's what's being done through our government schools.
Right.
Our government schools are forcing these ideas.
Oh, and by the way, I guess that I guess that the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, government control of, or I'm sorry, it is actually the 10th one on the short list, government control of education. I don't see in the Constitution where the government sets itself up to approve curriculum in all the public-funded schools throughout the country.
Right.
That is a state issue, should never have been in
Correct.
The federal venue.
Correct. If you look, if there's a group of atheists or communists or homosexuals, whatever, in a community, and they want to teach their children in that community what they want to teach, let them teach that. I just don't want some federal bureaucrat telling every school and in any place USA what to believe and what not, what values to believe and what not to believe. That should be decided by the people in the community. That's our position. We should be against socialism or collectivism.
Well, and it's getting more interesting because we have a totally confused and controlled population. First,
right.
The information was bred out of them. They weren't
mm-hmm.
allowed to see it or consider it or learn it.
Correct.
So therefore, when we get all of our news out of the carefully crafted and, as I read today, the CIA-approved script from our news medias,
mm-hmm.
how do people make up their minds? How are they going to be against something when they don't even know what they are for?
What they're for.
Yeah. That's the problem. And that was my message to Skip in California,
mm-hmm.
is you have to have at least... You have to have a standard and try to maintain that standard. You've got to be about something.
Right.
And what I'm hearing more and more every day from people is, oh, well, you can't be so divisive. After all, look, I've toned down quite a bit on my rants against homosexuality and lesbianism.
Mm-hmm.
If people will note in my broadcast, I've toned that down.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they're people too. Confused, in my perspective, in my opinion, confused,
mm-hmm.
but... You know, it's their lives.
Right.
But there is this thing that's taking over America, and people just don't want to make waves. They want to be all-inclusive, and we all want to march down this road to the future. Well, what road and what future? That's
mm-hmm.
my concern and worry.
Mm-hmm.
And I see a system that has worked before. It can work again. But the alternatives I'm being offered ain't nowhere close to where we need to be.
No. No, I agree with that. And there was a, as far as whether or not that pamphlet that you were reading earlier that was published in 1958 on the communist agenda, whether or not that was created by J. Edgar Hoover or whatever, there have been many other communists, even before, there was a communist, there was an Italian communist, I forgot his exact name, his first name, but his last name was Gramsci, I believe, and he was a communist theoretician,
mm-hmm.
and he also spoke in the 1930s, he wrote several ideas about creating a morally degenerate society as a prelude to socializing and creating a collectivist society.
You cannot take over a society if they have standards and ethics that are not conducive to the program that you want to plug in.
Amen.
Thanks for your call, Terry.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it very much. Anthony in Arkansas. Hello,
yes,
Anthony.
Sir. I'm fine. Suddenly the volume went down. I don't know if that's just the way the
phone
works.
That's the way the phone works.
Okay. Hey, I just wanted to chime in on, I think it was something that Skip said, the guy from California.
Mm-hmm.
I you're probably getting a lot of calls in response to that little comment that he made. And I've heard this a lot in different patriot calls and whatnot, but I'm hearing a lot of people talk about the Bible as if it was a very bad thing.
Right.
You know, they said that it was divisive and it caused division and everything. I just wanted to
well, clarify. Only to the secular and humanist would it cause a real problem.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think I wanted to just kind of clarify. I want to say not that the Bible, but the misuse of the Bible or the misunderstanding of the Bible is what causes a lot of problems.
I regard the Bible and God as being, God in particular, as being the conscience of man. And I've never heard anybody argue with me on that point. But it has been used before,
sure.
and in ways that it should have never been used, almost to the point, and I think this is really what this is about. This debate, people are tired of hearing about the debate, so let's not talk about it anymore. My gosh, we're getting so much resistance from behind on this issue. Let's drop it. See how divisive it is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not going there. I don't know about you, my friend.
Right.
Yeah.
You got a break coming up?
No, we got the end of the show coming up.
Oh, okay. Well, it was good to talk to you.
All right. Well, Anthony, thank you for calling. I appreciate
Thanks,
it. I wish
Sean.
I was going to give you more time. Sorry, callers, to the other callers. I didn't even get around to my how to read the news. We'll have to save that for another day. Thank you for joining us today, folks. Very interesting calls today. I hope it stimulated some thought out there. This is yours truly, John Stadtmiller, signing off from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network in beautiful, almost downtown Round Rock, Texas. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.